happiest time of the year. Brian Noonan in for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. And this time of year, Steve brings in a lot of wonderful bands and choirs and all sorts of people who are enjoying the holiday season. And Ross Cochran came out and said, listen, I don't want you screwing up this interview. I'm going to come out and tell you what's going on because I know these people intimately and I don't want you embarrassing us.
That's exactly how it went down.
That's close enough to for this. So how are you connected to the lovely folks from Community Christian Church?
My family and I have been going to Community Christian Church for 8, 9, 10 years now, and love that church, love these guys, and Alec Bramlett and Eric Bramlett came up with this crazy way to tell the Christmas story 8 years ago, and they've been doing it ever since. We had them in last year, and it's a really cool show out in Naperville, the Yellow Box location.
Okay.
Basically, here's all you need to know about Community. They had their first church, and it was in this big building that kind of looked like a giant yellow box.
Okay.
So they call it the Yellow Box.
That sounds fair.
That pretty much sums up the kind of quality of people that are over there. But, yeah, we love these guys, and we love the Bramlets, so we had them back.
But it takes away all the confusion, too. Where is it? The yellow, the big yellow box.
It's in the yellow box. I know the big yellow box of worship.
And Eric and Alec Bramlett, that's it. Ross said, you're about to be confused. And I said, well, I've been confused all morning. But he said, these guys, their names are quite similar. That's an unusual pairing.
We have our mother on the line. She'd like to explain.
If Mrs. Bramlett could get on the horn, because this is, my head is exploding. So how did you come upon this new way to tell the Christmas story?
Well, we actually got the idea from another church. We do a lot of networking, and we do a lot of partnering with other churches. And how's this microphone working for you? Do we like it?
It's not.
Do we like this one better?
Hold on. The engineers are all over us trying to figure
Brian,
things out.
Brian, I specifically
came out
here.
No, was that talk to...
Well,
here,
know,
come sit over here, Alec.
Acapella is going to be fun. Yeah, why don't you just come sit where Ross is?
Tell you a little bit about the show. So I guess it was about 8 years ago that we got the idea from another church in Granger, Indiana. They did a series called Let It Be Christmas, which was based on Beatles song titles. And at Christmas Eve, they did kind of a 20-minute presentation with Joe and Mary and a baby, and they sang the song Beautiful Boy by John Lennon.
Oh, cool.
And we saw this, and we thought, this should be a full-length musical. So we asked the church if we could steal their idea, and they said yes. And so we wrote a full-length show using all Beatles songs to tell the nativity story, adding the wise men, adding the shepherds, adding Elizabeth. King Herod is a role. He sings Helter Skelter. Spoiler alert. But it's become quite a phenomenon in Naperville and the surrounding suburbs, and we got people coming every year as a family tradition, and then telling new people to come and see it because it's really hard to explain. You really got to see it to believe it.
Well, it sounds fantastic, and as soon as I get the thumbs up from our engineering staff that we're ready to go. I don't know where our engineering staff went.
They went away.
They went away. So you know what we'll do? Let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, we will hopefully hear from everybody at Community Christian Church and their Let It Be Christmas show. And then we'll see what engineering has to do. We'll do that on the other side at 720 WGN. All right. Technical difficulties have been settled, we hope. And we are going to hear from Community Christian Church Choir and their Let It Be Christmas show. We're getting texts in that saying they've seen the show. It's a wonderful, wonderful night at the church. So let's hear a little.
All right. Well, please go to communitychristian.org/letitbe to get tickets. Tickets are selling fast. December 11th, 12th, 18th, and 19th, Friday, Saturday at 7:30. Four shows only. Here's a song that the wise men sing when they bring their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the baby Jesus.
Because the world is round, it turns me on. Because the world is round, because the wind is high, it blows my mind. Because the wind is high.
mic.
Very nice. Very nice. And what do we got?
I'd like to introduce Audrey Hare and Thomas Larson. They're playing the roles of Mary and Joseph, respectively, in the show. And they're going to sing a little love song that they do at the top of the show called Love Me Do.
Love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please,
love me do, whoa, love me do,
love, love me do, you know I love you, I'll always be true, so please,
love me do. Someone to love, somebody new. Someone to love, someone like you.
Love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please,
love me do.
A group from Community Christian Church, communitychristian.org, four performances of the Let It Be Christmas show, all the Christmas story told with Beatles songs. Very nice. Eric, what do you got next for us?
We'd like to do a little Happy Christmas.
Sure, why
not? You know, this is kind of the wrap-up of the show. We love singing it, so let's do it.
So this is Christmas. What have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun.
And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun, the near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
So this is Christmas for the weak and for strong, for rich and for poor ones. The road is so long.
So happy Christmas for black and for white, for yellow and brown. Let's stop all the light.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Christmas, and what have you done?
Another year over,
and a new one just begun. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Very nice. Very nice indeed. So I got to ask, because this sounds like a great idea, and obviously from the reviews people are texting, they've seen the show before. Was there any pushback? Because, you know, some traditionalists are going to go, listen, you can't change the Christmas story. The Christmas story is the Christmas story, and trying to put secular music in there, that doesn't sit right with us.
I haven't gotten any of those texts or emails, so it seems to work for everybody. I think if you're a fan of the Beatles, if you're a fan of Christmas, they're two great tastes that taste great together.
Wow.
It really does work.
You should trademark that slogan. Yeah. That is catchy.
I think that's
that
pretty
one.
Good
That's
catch
a good
right
one.
There.
I like it. So you said four performances. What are the dates?
Yes, December 11th and 12th, 18th and 19th. So that's this Friday night we open.
Very nice. And one show a night?
Yes, one show a night, 7:30 p.m. at the Yellow Box, 1635 Emerson Lane in Naperville, Illinois.
And people can go to communitychristian.org. They can get their tickets. Tickets on sale at the door as well.
Yes.
You know, because there's procrastinators who aren't going to want to order online. They don't trust technology. They want to just go and get their tickets there. Well, thank you all for coming in. That was wonderful. And I know you've been here before, but this is my first time meeting you, and it was great. So
thank you, Brian.
Happy Christmas and Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And enjoy the rest of the day. All right, let's do this.